This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mayor Brandon Johnson joining us here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Rohde and also on Twitch on 670 The Score. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore.
First of all, Rahimi, I should have congratulated you at the top of this conversation. Thank you for just breaking barriers and just being a true model for all sports fans, but especially our young girls, our young women who are just breaking barriers. My son was on a basketball team, and the team he played, both of the coaches were coached by women. It's just an incredible, remarkable testament to how leaders like yourself have provided so much voice and confidence to people. So thank you.
Mayor Brandon Johnson on the midday show today, and I echo his sentiments about our teammate Layla Rahimi. Thought that was very nice of him to say. He didn't have to say that.
Absolutely.
But it's true.
He called her Rahimi. Though, have a little respect. Does he know her like that? That was my question. Honestly,
can we take a brief break and try to get some of this stuff figured out?
I don't know.
She knows now. She's learned. She's doing a great job. And that was a very, very cool moment between the mayor and between Layla. I thanked Layla as we came in because Layla had mentioned the thing to Crane Kenny, like of her own volition about me and the anthem. I was like, thanks for saying that. She said, come on, we're a team.
She's a really good teammate.
It's what we do. So, yep. Yeah, very, very, very cool stuff. All three of them, Layla, Marshall, Mark Rohde, had a chance to talk to the mayor today. And you know what it is. I mean, well, you are a mayor, but of Worrytown. But you know what it is to be a mayor and to try and drive the conversation and avoid saying anything while you're saying stuff.
Yeah, that's the part of this is just my feeling on it. Oftentimes, politicians, especially in this city, they love to go do stuff with sports. And I think that there is a lack of regard for the level of journalism that is required to work in sports.
Dick Butka.
I think there's a lot of that where it's like, oh, I'll just go and
Hang out at the funny pages.
And I know that this word is a loaded word, but I do mean it, and it's like most Webster's definition. They're trying to put out their propaganda and think in a lot of ways that sports places are the safest place for them to do it because those people aren't covering City Hall or whatever.
It's like when the mayor showed up at what was then NBC Sports Chicago and thought he was just going to have a nice comfy little sit down.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Holmes had something else for him. He came out there with his first Lissagore around his neck, didn't he, Tanny? And then he left there with a second one. That's how that works. Journalists for reals.
Just there are a lot. Sometimes there are questions that need to be asked. Like, luckily, we aren't in as a charged environment, and I think that Mayor Johnson actually provided that charged environment from a sports perspective last year when we sat down. This was a friendlier time and a friendlier opportunity,
and yet still. We must ask questions.
Rohde knows there's Lissagores out there to be won. And you just got to go out there and grab them. They're right there for you.
Can I just whiteboard the Lissagore? It's a journalism award, people. Just so you know. Lawrence has a couple of them.
Everyone knows speaks. You don't have to do that.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's one of the most prestigious awards you can get in our industry. Everyone knows.
Also, the Pitch and Hit Club Award is also extremely prestigious.
I would also like to point out that Chris Tannehill also has a Lissagore Award.
Does he just have one? Just a piece of one? He's got like a section.
No, he has.
Did you tear him off a corner of yours? Is that how that works?
No, Lawrence was kind enough to give me my own.
You
my
got your own
plaque, yeah.
Wow.
Brought it home, told the wife, I was like, get all your stupid compliance awards out of here. Make way for my Lissagore. Finally, I have some self-respect.
Juju's got a ribbon from swim class. You're ripping it off the wall. Get this crap out of here. Make way for my Lissagore.
No participation trophies.
No way.
So anyway, there was a lot of conversation on middays, and they did a great job in talking with the mayor about stuff that matters and trying to figure out some of the things when it comes to the stadium. Speaks, we're in the same place, right? Like this, the Bears playing in Chicago is over.
It's done, but the mayor can't admit that nor agree to that. So he was given a chance to kind of talk about why it would still be the best thing to do to have it downtown by our pal Mark Grody, who went gunning for Lissagors and tried to ask a question.
If I may, Mayor Johnson, I'd like to get into a little bit of stadium talk, because all the momentum right now for the Bears' future home seems to be Arlington Heights. Everybody I talked to is like, oh, yeah, it's Arlington Heights, Arlington Heights. What are the percentages that it's going to be Arlington Heights? Is there any chance that the Bears could still build in the city of Chicago?
Look, the Bears belong in the city of Chicago, right? And I believe that, you know, people know that. You know, there's a tremendous momentum, as you know, Joe Mansueto with the Fire. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of investments to build a new stadium. The 1901 project on the west side of Chicago, we're talking about billions of dollars of investments. 63,000 construction jobs, 12,000 permanent construction jobs or permanent jobs that these two big investments will provide. The All-Star Game coming to the city of Chicago is proof positive that there is a great deal of confidence that people have in our city, particularly as violent crime continues to go down. Homicides are down 32%. Shooting victims are down almost 40%. You know, we're seeing unprecedented levels of investment. So my door still remains open. And perhaps because I am a Cubs fan, I just remain optimistic no matter what the circumstances are. But they really do belong in the city of Chicago. And look, we've had some really strong conversations with, you know, the McCaskey family, Kevin Warren, really strong conversations around the value of the lakefront. And again, my door will remain open. But it's really clear that with all of the investments that are happening in our city, again, from Joe Mansueto and Chicago Fire, the 1901 project outside the United Center, the momentum is certainly swinging in our direction, and we're on a nice little hot winning streak here. So my door is going to remain open, and the hope is that Chicago Bears fans, you know, rally around in this moment to, you know, challenge all of us to come together to figure out a pathway to make sure that the 100-year history doesn't end in this moment, and that we can set ourselves up for the next 100 years.
Does it feel like a long shot, though? Because that's what it sounds like to me in hearing what you're saying there, Mayor Johnson, that you're optimistic, your door remains open, but when was the last time you had real talk about the stadium being downtown for the Bears? Has there actually been that in the last week or two?
Well, not within the last week or two, but we'll do everything in our power. I will, to make sure that the Bears remain a Chicago team. Nothing against the suburbs.
I hope I'm one of those people. I would love to see it downtown. I'm not feeling, with all due respect, I'm just not feeling the momentum right now, but I hope it gets there.
Yeah. Well, we're on the same page there. And so the next time, you know, I have a conversation with the Bears, I'll perhaps invite you in the meeting and you can share that sentiment, okay?
I am.
All right, so we're on the same page there.
What page are they on, Speaks?
Not feeling the momentum is what I reacted to the first time. Now I guess he's on the same page with the whole thing, which is I'd like to have it happen, but I'm not feeling the momentum. So it's the whole schmear. It's the mayor being like, yeah, why don't you come in? Maybe you could help me because I'm not getting anywhere. Right? I mean, he's like, he's not feeling the momentum. He's trying. He's putting it out there, but ship has sailed.
I give this mayor a lot of credit for mending some fences. He and Kevin Warren deserve some credit for doing that because
it was bad.
Mm-hmm, the relationship between City Hall and the Bears wasn't great. And I'm not saying that it would have changed the fortune of this, because what makes the most sense for the Bears is to build their own place so that they can make as much revenue as they want on it. I'm not saying that I think that that's the best thing. I'm saying that if you look at it from their perspective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They, for 100 years, had to share it with the city. And in some cases, they've had to worry about what the city or the park district wanted versus what they wanted. I always bring up the example of Kanye built a house at Soldier Field, and the Bears had to play there a couple of days later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's stuff like that where they didn't have control of the environment in which they were playing.
And with the new one, they still wouldn't. The one that the mayor is like talking about. Like, yeah. It'd be a dome and it'd be cool and the city would own it, though. And, oh, by the way, we'd have 5 days of Beyonce, not just three, because right. It's in a dome. And those would pay for our deficit, by the way.
But the Bears can do that themselves.
They could have days of Beyonce out in Arlington Heights.
Or whoever they want out there, Arlington Heights, but I do give him a lot of credit because it was bad, Speegs.
Like it was really bad.
The saber rattling that went on with the previous administration was out of control.
I remember when the announcement came that the Bears had bought the land in Arlington Heights, and that momentous day. And within, like, what, 20 minutes, there was an angry press release from Lori Lightfoot's
about the
office.
Packers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she took a Packers. She mentioned the Packers.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous.
And, like, anger.
Where I disagree with the mayor is this idea that the Bears have to stay in Chicago. No, they don't.
No, like, but they have to keep working together. Yeah. Like, the Bears will always need Chicago to have a good relationship.
Unlike other cities, we don't walk away from our most storied and iconic assets.
They're going to walk away from you.
That was part of the 5 to 7 minute visual of all the new Soldier Field renderings with Bill Curtis doing the mayor's bidding. That was not an angry press release. It was a passive aggressive sneer with tremendous elocution from Bill Curtis.
What I'd like to see happen, and it still hasn't happened. It was going on when I sat down with the mayor, and apparently it was going on today. I'd like to see the mayor and the governor get on the same page. I'd like to see some of that olive branch work that the mayor did with the Bears.
I'm going to be honest. I'm picturing Dave Koerner and you, the mayor of Worrytown. That's what you're talking about, right?
Who I used to sit next to in the press box.
There you go. So you guys have been together in the past.
Koerner will occasionally pop in like inside of a something that we post and tag me and be like, hey, you know, what do you think of this? So, I mean, I think we're fine.
Yeah, but the current mayor and the current governor, maybe not so much.
Maybe not so much, and I'd love to see that whole thing fixed. The mayor did bring up some of the things, and I'm surprised that he and I are on the same page about this. He did, when he was talking about the 78, he talked about like some of the real logistical problems that still have to be ironed out for not just the fire, but if the White Sox wanted to go down there too.
Yeah, we came into the segment, I think, with the voice of Cole Kmet talking about stuff. I believe that was this segment. If not, it was earlier.
No, that was an hour ago, but that's okay. When you're having a good time doing radio stuff.
So
you know?
I was listening really hard to the show an hour ago. This hour, not so much.
Well, you're not far off, Speaks, okay. Because we do have Cole Kmet in this segment.
Yeah.
Because Cole Kmet was asked about a new stadium, and remember, he's a kid from Arlington Heights.
So would you rather have it in your backyard or on Soldier Field is the vibe, right? Yep.
You get out there on the field, but then you love that, and the weather's great, and it's summertime, mm-hmm. and then you come back to the back of house area. Does it remind you how much you guys need a new stadium?
I don't want to say that. I'm sure it reminds you of that, yeah. I think when you go visit other places, you can see you know, what Kevin and everyone upstairs are kind of aspiring towards when you go to Allegiant and SoFi and, you know, even US Bank up in Minneapolis, which I know Kevin was part of. So you can see kind of, you know, their vision, what they want to achieve with that type of stuff and the architecture that you see around the league of these different stadiums. So I definitely understand it and definitely get it. And it'll be cool to see where that project goes for sure.
I'm a stadium nerd, I would say.
So he understands what good modern stadiums look like and what the vibe can be and how it can all feel. And he knows that's what they need.
Yeah. The sad part is Cole Kmet will probably never see that stadium as a player.
But
he's at least halfway through his career, maybe not more.
He's in year six, which feels insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he probably will never see it, but...
Because shovels are supposed to go in the ground.
But when it's time for the reunion...
So wait, there's only 4 months left, mm-hmm. right?
When it's time for the reunion of the 2027 Super Bowl team, and perhaps 2032 for the five-year reunion, or
sure.
2037 for the 10-year reunion, Cole Kmet can come back. And in fact, if it's in Arlington Heights, that's the day he could announce his candidacy for the mayor of Arlington Heights. Seriously, can you imagine if you're Cole Kmet and you win a Super Bowl with the Bears, you can do anything you want in Arlington Heights or thereabouts for the rest of your days.
He can kind of do whatever he wants in Arlington Heights now. But
you see what my guy Jim Schwantz had going on. He didn't even win a Super Bowl with the Bears. He won it elsewhere, and he's still all the power in the world. So, Cole Kmet, the world is yours.
It's always sunny in 75 in Palatine.
That's right.
Stop off his Spunky Dunkers. Great donut place in Palatine.
Oh, yeah. German chocolate cake donut right there for you.
Yeah.
The donut tour that Lawrence needs to go on, and that you need to be a part of too, apparently, Tanny. My goodness.
Got to get Mike Talkman out there with us at Spunky Dunkers.
He pounds those donuts.
You better believe it. They should have a Talkman donut.
They should have a Palatine pounder. They should have a pounder out there. Or maybe a quarter pounder. Huh? See what I did there? Add a little measurement. Half pounder? I don't know what's, quarter
that
pounder.
That deserved a rim shot.
Thank you, Chuck.
We just call it the pounder.
Do you have a donut map? Have you ever made a donut map?
No, but I probably should.
You should.
There's a lot of places that I like. Mm-hmm. I mean, Spunky Dunkers is actually really high on my list, by the way. But it's kind of far from where I live. But if I'm ever around there.
I like Spunky Dunker because it reminds me of Funky Drummer.
Oh, you know?
It takes me to Bernard Purdy and, the Funky Drummer.
Okay.
Yeah, so that makes me happy. So, and the donuts probably would as well.
They're really good.
You know how people sometimes say goodbye to you at the end of the interview and let you know when they're done?
Yeah, so let's whiteboard this for people.
Well, because Shane Smith did it to me.
Yes, but oftentimes, we'll have a window with someone like the mayor of, hey, the mayor's got 12 minutes.
Sure.
And, we have a little timer up here for our segments now that actually can help us, determine some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always kind of go maybe one more question longer.
Sure, you push.
You're having a good conversation.
Yeah, you're
But I do. I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good. So that's Shane Smith telling me on a Sunday morning, I got to go stretch. This has been plenty. You've gotten all you're going to get out of me. That's fine. Do we have any other legendary goodbyes, Tanny? We're the best at goodbyes, but the voluntary goodbye by the guest at the end is quite a thing.
And we got that again today with the mayor who needed to go from the Zoom call that he was on.
These are all of the things that I get to enjoy every single day to ensure we build a safe, affordable city for fans all over the city, but all over the country as well. So thank you all very much. I really have enjoyed this time and looking forward to coming back as we celebrate, I believe, at least Central Division, and then we'll move on from there. Go Cubbies.
He brought it back around to the sports at the beginning of the interview, too.
Yeah.
He put a little cap on that thing. He's a politician.
Well, I mean, you know who else does that for us? Bruce does that for us. When Bruce is done, he's done. When Bruce has said all the things he needs to say, he's like, all right, guys, see you on Inside the Clubhouse. ITC is what the kids call
ITC.
It.
ITC.
That's what they call it.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
More on Dave Wannstedt, by the way, coming up at 5 o'clock. Because you want to talk about someone who really took advantage of their time at Hallis Hall last week, Speaks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Coach?
You talk about the guy being the mayor.
Good. I like when the coach is welcomed into the power structure. He deserves it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.